And welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Thanks again to Karen calling in, telling us some of the latest related to tourism, some of the activities coming up. We're going to shift gears somewhat. On the line with us on the phone, Riley County Research and Extension 4-H agent John Jobe. Thanks for calling in, sir.
Yeah, happy to be here. Seems like I always follow Karen for some reason.
You just seem to – Research and Extension and CVB just have always been running on the same days, so we just keep the schedule as is. You know, maybe folks at home are familiar with it, and if not, well, now you are. This is kind of how we run it.
Okay, cool.
And we're going to talk a little bit about sort of activities going forward and how you're going to be handling that. But first, we're going to look backwards at the recent Riley County Fair and sort of your thoughts on how that went off. I know it didn't have all of the usual shindig type activities that go along with it, but it seems like it went pretty well from what I've been hearing.
Yeah, so it probably has been talked about on your show in maybe the last week or so, but we went forward this year with what we were calling a no public fair. So people were not coming out from the community. There were no vendors. There was no rodeo. There was no carnival or amusement rides or anything like that. But I think the positive that we were able to put down this year was we did have a judging and exhibiting event for our 4-H'ers as well as a full run of livestock shows. So to kind of give you an idea of what a 4-H'er would have experienced at this year's fair was they were able to bring in all the same exhibits that we've had in the past, but they came in the door and they left with that project. They literally walked into our fairground Potter Hall facilities, had that item interview judged, so they had a chance to sit down with a judge and converse back and forth, and then that item would walk out the door with them. And as you know, if you're a person from the public that's come to the fair of the past, is the fun in coming into our indoor facilities is seeing those exhibits displayed for the duration of the week. So hopefully, in a year or so, we can be back to business and be able to provide that for the public. They can come in and look at stuff, but this year was not the case. So
what was
great experience.
Of course. And what was the general vibe or, I suppose, atmosphere going on there with a sort of a different look and feel to the fair?
I kept saying throughout the week, it's just kind of quiet. But I think our families, especially with what was going on this last spring semester with the way that school was operating and the way that our communities have been kind of operating, that people were welcoming and they were, I think, happy that we were just able to have some type of event. And so really not a whole lot of pushback. If anything, I was hearing from the community that they were just sad that, you know, we were not able to have that typical fair. But from our family's perspective, people came in, they were super excited, they were happy. Those hardworking 4-H'ers had been, you know, working for weeks, if not months, on those projects. So it was really cool to hear them talk to those professional judges on, you know, little tweaks and critiques of how they can better themselves. So, and as mentioned, you know, I don't want to downplay all of our livestock because that is a super huge project here in Riley County and takes a lot of work. And so our young people were able to exhibit their livestock as well. It just, there was no public turnout. It was just often just friends and maybe some family. So,
and what were some of the things the judges or maybe some of the things you saw that really stood out as in terms of the projects, in terms of the livestock? Who were some of the, I guess, highest scorers and people who got some of the most honors or regards for their work?
Well, I'll tell you what, I won't specifically throw out names, but I think some of the most talent that we see often comes in what we call visual arts category. We have some really amazing young artists here in Riley County and maybe across the state of Kansas. And so when you see those projects come in, you are just stunned and wowed by some of the skill that they bring forward. What we like to do, and especially this year because there was no exhibiting going on, is we like to pull some of those super high quality projects aside, and we actually will display those in two locations, and people are welcome to come and take a gander. One being there's a I don't know what to call it, a curio case or a cabinet in the main floor of the Riley County Courthouse office complex that we like to display stuff for people coming in. You know, if you're doing tags and taxes or coming to talk to the treasurer or that kind of stuff, they can see those items displayed there. In addition, we like to pull a lot of those items and display them in the Riley County Extension Office for the duration of the year. So projects were phenomenal across the board, but I always just so impressed by those visual arts projects. Obviously, you know, livestock folks working crazy hard. We had some really quality animals come out this year. So,
and I'm not sure if you can answer this question, but seeing the lack of amusement or like carnival type attractions and then vendors, I imagine that's a hit in some sort of revenue. Does that impact fair operations going forward, or what sort of impact does that have on the fair in general?
Well, so, I mean, obviously, to the venue who is providing the carnival, that's going to be a giant loss of revenue, and obviously carnivals across the state were canceled. For us personally, we do take in some of the revenue that goes towards funding some of our youth being able to participate in both local, state, and even national events throughout the year. But, you know, if this is kind of a one-time situation, it's not going to affect us that big. You know, if we move forward and maybe don't have a fair next year, we might be singing a different tune. But for now, you know, that loss of revenue is not ideal, but we're going to be just fine. So,
all right. Some optimism there. And as you mentioned, that money does go to help various other activities, state, national level. Looking forward, you're going to be looking at 4-H youth development activities a little differently in some cases. And as health conditions change, you're going to have to adapt. What's sort of what you're looking at going forward?
Yeah. So, you know, we're working really close hand in hand with both local governments, but we also kind of our parent entity, if you will, is going to be K-State Research and Extension and 4-H youth development at the state level. And so we're currently working with them on, you know, what can we do? We are obviously going to be following local rules and laws and regulations as far as, you know, distancing and people gathering in groups. We want to make sure we're conscientious of that. But I think that some of our clubs, some of our families may consider doing some type of remote and digital engagements. We certainly, as an extension unit, both providing youth development programming to our base, our 4-H'ers and their families, we also are engaged with teachers in the schools, and so we're going to be looking at putting together some digital engagements for this next year. And you know what? I think it's just kind of the times that we live in. As I mentioned to you before we went live here, Nick, you know, going into this last spring semester, I really kind of was freaking out about, oh man, we're going to have to do some things differently. We're going to have to do some things digitally. And once we started doing that, I realized that a lot of our youth and families were already used to that style of engagement and learning because that's what they've been doing in the school atmosphere. So they really took it in stride, and we were able to continue some of our quality programming. So,
and some of that, sometimes that adversity will lead to elements of creativity. Have you?
Absolutely.
And what sort of creative ways? I know it's kind of early, but what sort of creative things have you had to start looking into or adopt that maybe you wouldn't have done before just to be able to pull off some of these activities?
So one thing, and we often talk about this in isolation or in kind of in silos, is, you know, here I am, I'm an agent in Riley County, and first and foremost, I serve the people of Riley County. But one of the creative things that we did moving into the summer months was we were able to provide a 8-session long educational STEM programming for just around, I think there are about 150 or 200 students around the state of Kansas. And so what they were able to do is they could jump on a Zoom link. We had mailed out supplies to all of the participants who signed up, and they were able to sit in on an hour-long, high-quality, hands-on session from the comfort of their home using the supplies we'd given to them. And an agent, myself included, would facilitate not only an introductory discussion about what they were going to be doing, but other agents would assist in breaking out into small rooms. And so for us, that was pretty entrepreneurial, and that was definitely not something we'd ever done before, but it was a huge success. We had a lot of positive feedback, and I think those students got something out of it. So I think that's a model that we will carry into this next year. So.
Interesting. And maybe some of that creativity can inspire the students as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
And we're sort of running up on our cap here. I just wanted to ask you if you have anything else you wanted to hit on real quick before I let you go, sir.
Yeah, Nick, so the one thing I always want to plug, and I know our other agents do this, is, you know, we are an extension office and unit. Again, we are here to serve Riley County in the areas of youth development, agriculture, financial assistant, family and consumer sciences, and horticulture. So, you know, during these times, if you're at home, you're stuck, and you're thinking you just need some assistance or oversight in any of those categories, just reach out to us at the Riley County Extension Office. You can call 785-537-6350. Or you can check us out online at www.riley.ksu.edu. So, happy to serve.
Fantastic. Thanks for calling in, John, and giving us all those updates. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon.
We appreciate you. Thank you, guys.
Of course. You have a good one. Stay tuned, folks. We're going to have Dr. Stephen Higgs from the BRI on coming up next on In Focus. News Radio KMAN.